there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. This hour brought to you by the great folks at Keeper's Heart, award-winning Irish American whiskey that brings the rich heritage of Irish and American whiskeys and combines them. It's never been done before. New world style, bringing together the smoothness and richness of Irish whiskey and the boldness and complexity of American whiskey, creating a unique experience like no other from master distiller Brian Nation. Ask for it at your local store. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by with your phone calls. We have a poll question from the first hour. What are we doing for that second hour poll question, Seton?
Dan, first hour we had up there, worst month of the year. Mm-hmm. We have August, February, or other. Now, there was a little bit of a back and forth between you and Paulie. I think Paul had said he's putting 10, although not official, on the fact that August would be the worst month.
Okay.
It is currently in second, February, overwhelmingly the worst month of the year.
Yes, because I've been voting for February all morning long.
55% of the vote.
Yes, yes, Paul.
Do you think people are voting like a sports month or a month with weather or personal?
What do you think? I brought up sports and you said, no, it's whatever interpretation you have of that month. So
I say if it's sports, the Super Bowl's in February. I'm surprised people would vote anti-February.
I think you're trying to maybe steer.
Oh, clearly.
Steer the audience here. But you didn't define it as a sports-related month or a life-related month.
Your own personal preference.
Open to interpretation.
Yes, it is.
As many of these poll questions are.
Yes,
Dan.
They are. Yeah. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
What poll question are we going to go with in hour two?
I'm also wondering what the 17.5% have for other. I wonder what do you think that's...
So February, August, other.
Turns out there's a lot of useless months.
Sports-wise or in life?
That open to interpretation, Dan.
Mm. Well, since my life is sports, then it would be real world and sports combined to make those months.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes, Paul.
I'd like to remove August and add another October. So it would go July, September, October, October,
November.
I like
that. Let's go for that.
That's a hypothetical. I think everyone would vote for that.
I think it's pathetical.
Yes.
Yeah.
People would love that.
Pathetical.
Yeah. Is anything pathetical? It's... hypothetical, but that's just pathetic.
Kind of pathetical.
Yeah. I spent a little time talking to Darius Rucker's people about the big night coming up on Friday night with Todd. And I'm going to put this out there as politely as I can. Okay. Think about just one song. Okay. Just one song, because it feels like when somebody makes a cameo on stage, they sing one song. If they sing two, then it feels like you're interrupting my concert with Darius Rucker. I would just have two songs ready. You go to soundcheck. That'll be early in the afternoon. And then you're going to be able to sing with the band. And then maybe gauge their interest if you after you do Private Eyes. And then you go, and then they go, okay, Todd, well, thank you. And you go, well, no, I got Kiss on my list, too. And then you could see they'll be crestfallen and go, oh, God, he's going to do two songs. I just want to make
sure. Is this during the sound check, or I should do that to them live while I'm up there, and now there's no turning back? Now they kind of have to go with the second song. Well, they can just kick me off the stage, I guess.
No, I want this to be great for you. And I think doing one ensures that if you really do a good job, then you'll be remembered for really doing a good job. You leave them wanting more, Tom. About that, yeah. Like, you get done and you go, thank you, Bridgeport. No, no, one more song, one more song. And then they're holding up lighters, and then it's a big deal.
Is this a movie that's turning into This Is How a Star Was Born?
Yeah.
Will Darius invite me on tour if it went cities, and now I'm his new opening act?
He is already regretting this.
I could imagine.
Yes. And when I told him that, he goes, do I really have to wear that shirt, Todd's Bar Mitzvah t-shirt? And I go, well, yeah, I got you a medium, just like you said. You know, there's got to be truth in advertising here. You know, live up to your word. And he goes, all right, I'll wear it.
Yeah, you're not really making me do this.
Whoa.
Are you making fun of Darius's laugh?
No, I can't do it. See, actually, it does it a lot better. I love his laugh. I don't think I did a good job in person.
No, you didn't.
It's like the... But I can't do it. I tried.
Okay. Once again, we're in negotiations here. I just want to make sure, and I'm representing you in the best possible way.
You are. It's awesome of you and Darius and the group that this is even a thing. It's ridiculous that this is even a thing.
It'll be Friday night and a sold-out crowd. Todd will be up there singing maybe this. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the joke boy from the Dan Patrick Show. He's up here to sing one song and one song only. Say hello to Todd.
See, that's going to happen probably. I'm going to be completely out of tune with what they're playing. I don't feel a need to give such secrets away.
All right.
Messed up on the cue.
Yeah, he did.
I could totally see that happening where I start singing too soon or too late. Where they're looking at me like, why didn't you start singing it?
Dude, we've already been down this road with the Olivia Newton-John tribute.
It's my biggest fear for Todd is that he's not going to hear the music and he's just going to blow through the song.
I'll probably be nervous and I'll sing too fast and I'll be off key from what they're playing. That's
yes, Paul.
Probably.
First, I want to say that Todd can sing this song. I've heard Todd sing this for the past 20 years in my ear.
Yeah.
He can sing Hall & Oates. I think he can nail this if he focuses. But Todd, after hearing Dan for the third straight show bring up the possibility of choosing one song instead of two, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's smart, and I will probably have that conversation actually with Darius and the guys at the sound check and say, this is the one I feel more strongly about, and if you're up for two or you think I'm doing a good enough job that you want me to do two, great, but I'll leave it to you guys to decide if we should keep it to one.
So then they're the bad guys
I think it's a very valid point, and I think it's the least I can do because they're letting me do this to not
push
it.
I would just say, hey, I know the bet was two songs, but I want to make sure I do one really, really great, okay? And then if we decide we want to do another one, great. If not, I'll walk off to a standing ovation, and I'll go back to the green room with all the groupies that'll be there.
I think that is a very appropriate and smart
Marvin.
Way to go.
So I've been to a couple of concerts, and this happens more so for me, in my case, with hip-hop shows where an artist is on, and he wants to give his new artist a little bit of shine.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, hey, my new artist X, Y, and Z wants to come out and do a song or do a couple of songs. And he does his first song. All right, great. All right, I got another one for you guys. Boo! Boo!
Really?
Yeah, that I wouldn't be able to handle very well.
Where's Lil Wayne at? Come on. I don't care, Joe Schmo rapper. Get off.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
Which begs the question. It doesn't beg the question. For me, it begs the question because of my comedy that didn't go well in New York. What's worse, booing or silence? Or does it depend on whether you're doing stand-up or trying to sing a song?
If Darius is singing with you, you'll get applause. If you're singing by yourself, you might get a polite, like...
a smattering. But imagine finishing, you sing the last note, whatever it is, and then nothing, like it's a library.
Yes, Marv.
No, I think it'd be good because Darius will say, everybody, hey, give it up for Todd Fritz.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bridgeport.
Yeah.
If it's a duet, you're golden.
Yes. If you go Han Solo here, there's trouble.
If Darius decides to take a break at this juncture, you're screwed. He wants to go get a cold one.
Yeah.
That's big trouble.
Because he might not be able to sing that song. I don't know. Maybe he'll use that, take a break. It's going to be warm. Maybe he'll need a beer. And then you'll be out there by yourself.
The bottom line, as we always say, is this will be content.
It will
good,
be
bad,
good
or
content.
Indifferent. This is a very cool opportunity. Whether I kill it or it's a disaster, it'll still be something we could have fun with.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All righty. Nickelodeon and CBS Sports are joining forces to present a slime-filled telecast of the Super Bowl coming up. It'll be especially for kids and families. Nate Burleson will be back in the booth, the first ever Super Bowl alternate telecast exclusively on Nickelodeon. Yeah, I'm fine with this. Sure. And Nate does a great job, and it's fun. If it means that more kids or younger kids are getting involved with the sport, understanding it, because it's kind of a tutorial when you're watching that. But Nate Burleson, who does CBS Mornings, done a great job. Yeah, Paul?
I look back at this story. They got some more details. The broadcasts have worked out very well. The ratings were higher than expected. They've been doing this for a couple of years now. And this is an entire new revenue stream because there's never been an alternate broadcast of the Super Bowl. This is going to be like a truckload of dough. You get 10-year-olds?
Well, the question is, does everybody start doing this? Can everybody start doing this? You have Nickelodeon, and that seems like, you know, that is, you're in a vacuum there because who else is going to be able to do it the way Nickelodeon does? So I don't know. You might have alternate broadcast. But don't they already have alternate broadcast?
They have second screen for different playoffs and other things like that, but there hasn't been one for the Super Bowl. They want all eyes on that big number on NBC, Fox, CBS.
USA Soccer ties Portugal and advances to the knockout round. And had they lost last night, they would have been knocked out. Baseball trade deadline is later today. The Colts have lost another running back, Zach Moss, backup running back. Damar Hamlin resumes full practices. And he had this to say after his first hand pads in Buffalo.
Man, it feels amazing. It's a roller coaster of emotions. I was kind of all over the place, you know, just kind of being back for the first time. Like, pretty much lost my life playing this sport. You know what I'm saying? So to come back and do it all over again, you know, it's just a, you know, it's all over the place. You know what I mean? But I'm rooted in my faith. I'm rooted in, you know, the love of that I received from my family, my teammates, you know, and the love all around the world. That just, it keeps me going.
So that's Damar Hamlin in good spirits, but as Peter King said yesterday, there is a chance, although he doesn't think it'll happen, Damar Hamlin might not even make the Bills roster. You can imagine.
You know, Dan, the weird thing, and I don't expect him to get cut. I really don't. But right now, he's fighting for the fourth safety job in that camp. You know, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, and they signed Taylor Rapp from the Rams in free agency, and he's pretty solid at number three. And remember, Damar Hamlin played last year, but only because of an injury to Micah Hyde. So that's what you have to look out for. And again, I do not think they're going to cut him. However, I do think I would just watch that.
Yeah. It's interesting because he got a chance to play last year because of an injury. But is he going to be able to make the roster? Start your engines for the upcoming Peacock original Twisted Metal, the high-octane comedy based on the classic video game. Follows a motor-mouth outsider on a mission across a post-apocalyptic wasteland. Twisted Metal, streaming now on Peacock. 877-3DP-SHOW. Warren in Virginia joins us to lead us off this hour. Hi, Warren. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Dan? Long time listener from the attic and locker room days.
Oh, awesome.
And Steven gave me song requests. So my thought is this. On Darius Rucker's concert, you talked a lot about the outfit and costume, but wouldn't Fritzy return the favor and wear a Dolphins jersey?
Well, we got something. We're working on something for Darius. But thank you, Warren. Yes, we're trying to pay tribute to Darius. Andrew in Washington. Welcome back, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan and Dennis. Thanks again for taking my call. Real quick, first time I saw Pee Wee Herman on the big screen was in the original Blues Brothers movie. He was the waiter when they went to go get the Mater D back to the band. So RIP for him. I grew up with him on Pee Wee's Playhouse. But anyways, I do think if Damar Hamlin is cut, he'll just move up into New York and get a job with the NFL as somebody that talks about health and safety and moves that along. But anyways, I wanted to call back from yesterday with the Wiz Khalifa Snoop Dogg concert, right? So Seton's son didn't go, you didn't go, Dan, but what came up for me, I have a 12-year-old son. When is the right age for kids to start listening to explicit content music, right? You guys all have kids. So is it 10 to 12, 13, 15, 16 to 18? Never, or just anytime when they get exposed to it?
Well, they're going to get exposed to it. you like to have it in a controlled environment so you're there and that you can understand, or at least you can try to help them understand. You know, Snoop is a character when he goes on stage, and what he says and how he says it. And yeah, you know, you have to almost look at an alternate reality here when somebody is doing that. You can't use that language. If you're listening to that language, just understand that is not for you to put into play. Yes, Marv.
Me and Paulie were talking about this. His daughter, he said, whenever, you know, kids are listening to songs with different languages, he's like, I don't want to be the uncool dad. I was like, mm-mm. When my son was born, I was like, I'm already the uncool dad. Nah, turn that off. My son, I'm not sure, in my car at least, he hasn't heard any explicit I'm not playing Only Built for Cuban Links in the car with my son. That's a Wu-Tang affiliate album. And I shan't. Not with, yeah. Yeah. Not with my son. He's only 9.
Oh, yeah, that's way too early. No, that's way too early. You can't. And even when somebody is reciting the lyrics of a rap song, and I'll go, you can't do that either. You can't be singing it, or, you know, you're saying the words in front of other people. You can't. And don't let somebody give you a hall pass, or don't fall for any of that nonsense. Do not say the words out loud.
And definitely don't record or post a video of yourself singing those words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've seen plenty of people lose college scholarships and stuff like that.
Like
why? Who told you that was a good idea? Oh, your friend? Well, he's stupid too.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, Paul.
Marvin was saying, my daughter had some friends over and they were outside and they were listening to some music and got a little racy. And instead of walking in being the, no, not on my watch, I just kind of gave her a little head nod, a little head shake, and she got the point. Because if you walk in and make it a big deal, I think that may be self-destructive.
I've walked into a store recently. I was picking up food and the music that was on was like, oh my God, are there any grown-ups in here? Because it was gangbanging. I mean, it was like, whoa. And every word, and I'm going, I'm just picking up coffee here. I didn't know that I was going to have, you know, this show break out in front of me.
Did you ask the barista to change the channel?
No, I didn't. But I did say to one of them, I said, ooh, interesting music. And she goes, what? And I said, never mind.
Great.
Yeah. Never mind. Venti chai, you know, with almond milk, please. Yeah, yes, that's okay. All right, let me take a break. When we come back, more phone calls, and also we will rank the quarterbacks. We will have a one-tier, two-tier, three-tier system here, and we'll have some help here. Longtime NFL writer Mike Sando from The Athletic has his rankings there. J.J. Watt will join us in an hour from now. Take a break. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com, it says it all right there in the name. And the CEO, Howard Mackler of Innovation Refunds, has explained how they've helped thousands of small businesses with the ERC tax refunds. So the ERC is the Employee Retention Credit. So if you own a business with more than 4 employees, you could have money waiting around for you to be claimed. Innovation Refunds is dedicated to helping business owners navigate the process with their team of independent tax attorneys who are experienced in understanding ways that different kinds of companies can claim tax deductions as the result of the pandemic. They specialize in ERC tax refunds. Also, they have hundreds of 5-star Trustpilot and Google reviews certified with the Better Business Bureau. Trust your business with the experts at Innovation Refunds. Go to InnovationRefunds.com, start the process. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you do. 1-843-REFUNDS. 1-843-REFUNDS. Or go to InnovationRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We'll check in with J.J. Watt in an hour from now. He's going to do TV coming up this fall, working for CBS in studio. Do you think he'll have like a really tight jacket? Does he do it sleeveless?
Oh, sleeveless.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's looking for a little TV advice coming on the show. But if he has questions, I'll have answers for him. How to be a good analyst. So J.J. Watt, he's a good-ass dude already. So now he can be a good-ass analyst.
Great.
All right. Mike Sando, senior NFL writer for The Athletic. Boy, he's got a – I got a – look at all of these pages here. I got my quarterback rankings, NFL quarterback tiers. So I think we have 1 through 4. And we thought, well, Mike, go through the process here. What's the rationale – for how you rank these quarterbacks?
So really about 10 years ago is when this project started. And it was really just me learning from people in the league how they evaluate them once they're in the league. And so, you know, if you're a tier one quarterback, you can probably win without as much help as a tier two, three, four quarterback. So Patrick Mahomes is the ultimate, right? I mean, they've been mid or bad on defense. They've been all over the place on special teams. They trade Tyreek Hill. They don't have a great run game. Shoot, Mahomes has a high ankle sprain. He still puts it on his back, wins the whole thing. That's the ultimate measure of being able to do it with less help. Whereas I think if you get down into tier, like tier three, you know, Kirk Cousins has been in there a lot, or Andy Dalton was, or Jimmy G, you feel like your team has a chance, but a lot of things got to be right. You know, you maybe were a top five defense. And if you're worse than that at a quarterback, we're talking 2000 Ravens defense, you know, to really do it. So that's really the lens that we're looking at them through. And so if you look at tier one, it's Mahomes, unanimous, and then Burrow and Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, and Justin Herbert. You take a guy like Justin Herbert. Not a lot of team success, but they're a bottom five team on defense and special teams. They have no run game, and they have a winning record. Probably has something to do with the quarterback. And so that's kind of how we do it, and it's really a lot of fun. I've learned so much over the years doing this, and I think it's getting better.
But do you there's some anonymous people who are involved in this giving you information. I'm curious if Mahomes has a weakness, is anybody willing to speak publicly about that?
Well, funny you mentioned that. So last year when I did this, there was one tier two vote for him, and it caused a furor. I think Andy Reid was asked about it. You know, I'm sure those guys use every little thing for motivation. There's not a lot of criticism of him, but I think it was, you know, yeah, like even in this piece, it was talked about the next level for Mahomes is really getting to a Rodgers level in terms of manipulation of the clock, calling of the timeouts, maybe knowing when to give up on a play. Like if you watch Rodgers, I used to love this in Green Bay. They'd be off on the sideline, him and LaFleur, and LaFleur would be like lost in time in his call sheet, all this stuff's going on. Rodgers is chatting up the referee on a first name basis. Rodgers is watching the clock. You know, they get it down, and then Rodgers is the one to do it, right? Like, well, he runs everything. He's winking at Luke Kuechly before the play or whoever. He's in charge of absolutely every aspect. And so I think as you get more experience, a guy like Mahomes will even get better in those areas.
Well, I'm also wondering about, like, Jordan Love. To me, it's kind of incomplete. So how do you rank somebody who really hasn't given us much?
Yeah, so if you get down to tier four, there's two ways you can be a tier four quarterback. One, not enough information. So that's Jordan Love all the way. He got 49 out of 50 votes in tier four. You could make the case, why even have him in there? Well, he's a starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. He's played a game or two, and we put in some comments what people's impressions are of him. But for the most part, he's just going to be a tier four quarterback this year. And Mahomes started out as one, too. Remember when Mahomes had one start? People loved him, but we're not really evaluating Love in the same way as the others. So next year, Love hopefully will have started a full season and we'll have a little bit of a clearer picture. So, yes, very much tier four is going to be Jordan Love, you know, Kenny Pickett, Desmond Ridder, Sam Howell. I mean, how the heck could we have any sort of an eval on them? We're not saying they're bad because they're down in tier four. We're just saying we don't know.
How close are Herbert and Burrow?
Well, Burrow rocketed past all those guys. So Burrow was 49 out of 50 votes in tier one, and Herbert was 29 out of 50 in tier one. So, you know, the lack of team success for the Chargers, and then specifically blowing that lead. I asked a couple of these guys, you know, there's 8 GMs, there's 10 head coaches, there's 15 coordinators, 10 other executives, a few other coaches. Well, what would Herbert have to do to win your tier one vote? And the answer was really, hey, make one play. You know, you're up 27-0. You got to make a play to win that game. You can't lose that game. Conversely, on the other side, Trevor Lawrence came back from 17 on Dallas, comes back 27 on the Chargers. He vaulted up into tier two and is now some pretty heady company. So some of those big moments and big games can, you know, can color it a little bit for some of the voters. But when you talk to 50, it sort of all evens out.
We're talking to Mike Sando, senior NFL writer for The Athletic, and his list is out, the top-tier quarterbacks. Also, when you start to think about MVP odds, and I do like where sometimes you look at that guy and we don't know if he's ready for the next step, and then he takes that next step. I know Justin Fields is getting a little too much love for me because you got to win. And if you're not going to be a playoff team, you're not going to be an MVP. But the thought of Justin Fields as sort of, what is he? Who is he, especially for that team?
So I think 10 years ago, if he was in this thing 10 years ago, I think the reviews on him would be more negative. I think people would be looking at the flaws as a passer, which everyone acknowledges, and say, sorry, you can't do it in this league unless you can do that. Now I think what we've seen is a little bit of a path forward through a Jalen Hurts. You know, there's been a couple quarterbacks that have had some success and grown into something from being a really unpolished passer early on. So the makeup of Justin Fields, I think, is positive for him. I mean, I think everybody thinks he's really smart. He works really hard. He's diligent. But you're right. There was certainly a sense among the voters, hey, let's pump the brakes on the hype, because he really struggled throwing the ball. And ultimately, being able to handle the kind of the pure passing situations is a component of the upper tiers, especially tier one, because the game gets reduced to that. The other stuff melts away. I don't care how great of a runner you are. When you play in a playoff game against a good team, they're going to take that away. Or late in the game, you're down 10. You're going to have to throw the ball from this spot in the pocket. And so his ascension is going to depend on that. And he hasn't shown he can do that.
Why is there the fascination with Dak Prescott that the national media has?
So Dak's been in this, whatever, 5 or 6 years. He's just been like the same every year. I mean, for the most part, he might have started out as tier three. And I think Dallas is part of it. And then there's, you know, the last couple of years, they've had a good defense and they haven't pushed far in the playoffs, but their record's good. I think the playoff stuff
matters. But you were just talking, Mike, about moment, can you make a play? That's what the playoffs comes down to, especially at that position. And Dak has not made that play.
Yep, he has not elevated them when they've needed to. And you know, it is a small sample size, but you've got to do it. Now, you lose to the 49ers, I mean, that's a tough defense. So, you know, but I think he has a hole or two in his game, and that's why he doesn't go higher. There was a time a couple years ago I thought he was going to make that jump. Didn't he seem, might have been before that injury, it just seemed like he was close. And he just hasn't done it for whatever reason. So I think he clearly needs more around him than some of the other guys that are higher than him.
How do you look at rookies?
We don't even put him in here, because I think the evaluation and projection of from college to the pros is such a crapshoot. And I don't mean that disrespectfully to people who know how to evaluate and all that, but you can get opinions all over the map. I leave him out because when you talk to 50 people in the league, there's a ton of them who didn't even look at the rookies. Their team wasn't going to take them. They're not even familiar with them, a lot of the coaches in particular. So I think you have to have played in the NFL to be evaluated for this.
Give me what Aaron Rodgers doesn't do well now that he used to do well, and what the Jets are going to get at that position.
He's probably a little less dynamic with his legs and ability to escape. I think that's probably the one thing. I think everything else he can still do. One of the interesting things about the little nuggets that was in there to me that I hadn't thought of was he's playing 14 games on turf this year. He played 4 last year. So when you think about Aaron Rodgers and when you think about him getting hurt, you think kind of calf injuries, lower leg, maybe getting slammed down on the turf in Minnesota, those types of plays, and he's going to be 40 this year, you know, so the wear and tear of that surface in that division, and just to be able to hold up with maybe some uncertainty at the tackle position, you know, a new system, maybe some breakdowns, not everyone on the exact same page. That would be my concern, is just the whole season and still being good in the playoffs. Cause when he is healthy, I think he's still elite tier one. I think he can do everything.
I'll leave you with this. Steve Young was with us last week, and he said that this would be the era for him if he was playing now, because you got to take advantage of these yards. You got to run. You have to have that ability. He said the days of Dan Marino and Peyton Manning are over.
Yeah.
We won't have quarterbacks like that in the future.
Totally agree. I mean, there still could be one or two. I mean, Joe Burrow is somewhat of that. But I think if you look at tier one now compared to 10 years ago, it's the ability to create off platform and off schedule that is a part of these guys' games that we almost take for granted, almost all of them, right? Mahomes, Josh Allen, certainly Justin Herbert. And I do think that is different. And if you look at the top two tiers, which I have felt like if you got someone in the top two tiers, you feel like you could go to win the Super Bowl. Almost all of them can make a second play, like a reaction play, almost all of them. And so that's when people say, hey, how come Jared Goff isn't higher? Well, maybe he doesn't get his due, but it's got to kind of be set up for him. He's not going to create that second thing. So I totally agree. I think Steve Young, also this generation, the coaches are more adaptable. I think it's, you're going to get fired if you have your system and don't adapt it. You can't get the quarterback. So now they will work with somebody and give him a chance. Jalen Hurts never would have probably made it. And now he makes it.
Yeah, I agree. Also, where you go, it almost is beneficial for a quarterback to go later because he'll go to a better team. Because I've said this before, Patrick Mahomes was in Chicago, he'd be a curiosity. If Jalen Hurts played for the Bears, he'd be a curiosity. They play for really good teams. And then when you add something to those really good teams, that's where you get magic.
Yeah, having the time does help. But the coaches are such an important part. I mentioned Goff a minute ago. Think about from Jeff Fisher to Sean McVay and now Ben Johnson. Or think of guys that are with Kyle Shanahan. It makes such a huge difference in their ability to not have to do it all. Maybe you even have a plan for him in Kansas City where Mahomes sits behind an ultimate pro and Alex Smith. Yeah. You know, that's the sort of thing that so many of these guys flame out because it just doesn't work out for them and they never really have a chance.
Great stuff, Mike. We appreciate your time. Have fun this upcoming season. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Mike Sando, senior NFL writer for The Athletic. Yeah, I've said that before. It's the situation. And then, you know, Patrick Mahomes is a wonderful talent. You go to a team that is good, both sides of the ball. You got playmakers. You got great tight end. You got receivers. You got Andy Reid. Jalen Hurts going to Philadelphia. Great offensive line. Skilled position. Good defensive line. And then your job is to make some plays. You don't have to make all the plays. And some of these quarterbacks, it's like Kyler Murray in Arizona. I got to make all the plays. Well, you can't make all the plays. Justin Fields, Chicago. I got to make all the plays. You do. And you know, if you're sixth in the NFL in rushing, that's nice, but that's not what I want my quarterback to be, a run-first guy. If he got 700 yards, okay. You know, Lamar Jackson gets there, but I just want to make sure that we're running when we want to run, not when we have to run. A couple of phone calls in here. Sean in Oregon. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I just wanted to give a suggestion for Todd.
Oh, boy.
I just want him to be himself when he goes on stage, and I'd like to see him wear his powder blue three-piece.
Well, damn three-piece. Yeah, we've had a couple of suggestions for that. We're going to wear that T-shirt that we're going to pick out specifically,
right? That
is
the plan. Okay. If it gets here in time, I'm totally going to wear that.
Okay. I have Heisman Trophy odds as well, in case you're wondering about this. I'll have this for you. I'll take a break. I was surprised who's second on this list. I was. I'm truly surprised at this.
Teaser.
But, yeah, it is. I mean, it's a legitimate tease. It's not one of those manufactured like Mike Greenberg teases. How would that sound, though? Who does the best Greeny teases coming up? Seton, do you, or is it Todd?
I think Todd just did one the other day, didn't he?
Yeah.
You wrote out a
Right. Yeah. No, this is when he goes to break, where he said, you know, coming up or when we come back. Todd, do you know how it sounds?
The most important odds you will hear today.
Yes. Yeah. Something like that.
Along those lines.
Yeah. I don't know if I could get that enthusiastic about it.
Ain't that a kick in the head, what the tie means to the Women's World Cup and what it means for your life?
Okay, thank you, Todd.
And all our lives.
Let's take a break. Collectively. Let's take a break. We're back after this. Did you say with Arch Manning, one of one Panini trading cards? So it's sold for over $100,000.
No.
Yeah, one of one Panini, and it was of Arch Manning at Texas. But he autographed the card, and it went for, I think, $102,000. We get Panini cards all the time.
Should I go check some of the boxes?
Well, it did say one of one, so I'm assuming that means it's only one of one.
We'd have to get pretty lucky then to get that one, huh?
Yes, but he's not even starting this year. Quinn Ewers is one of the top Heisman Trophy candidates at Texas.
Over.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey.
But not Panini. Panini NFT trading trading cards, giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one of one NFTs from every pack. Check it out, the Panini NFT platform that will help you win physical versions of your NFTs. Start by going to nft.paniniamerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today and good luck. Are they making progress in Las Vegas on who shot Biggie? Didn't it feel like they went into a neighborhood and, Tupac, the whole situation there and who ordered the hit and
There was a story last week that they either raided or investigated a house where, and part of it was they were looking at details. Part of the investigation was details on Tupac's murder.
Feels like they know sort of who did this. They have a general idea, but the question is, can they tie the gun to the murder? Or, you know, I think they took away some guns and maybe bullets from the house. Yes, Marv.
What topic has had more documentaries / movies made on them? Biggie and Tupac or Pablo Escobar?
Ooh, that's close.
Well, there's been so much written on Tupac and Biggie. I mean, it's sad that we can't solve that. It really is. The fact that it came to that East Coast, West Coast, and that these two great talents were murdered, like, you know. And then people didn't see anything, don't want to talk about it. And I understand it because, you know, you're dealing with some bad people there. Yeah, Marv.
One was killed on the Vegas Strip.
I know.
That Chris Rock bit where he talks about, he wasn't shot a back alley. He was in front of Circus on the Vegas Strip. There's 1,000 people standing there.
And nobody saw anything. You see anything? Nope. You see anything? Nope. Nobody saw anything? Nope.
But if they wanted to live, they didn't see anything.
Yeah, they didn't see anything. All right, Heisman Trophy odds. I said the leading candidate for the Heisman, that's easy. Caleb Williams, USC. Second on the list, this surprised me. Paulie?
I'm going to need a second. I'm going to guess it's not Drake May, even though he's very
big. No, don't do this. Just answer the question, because then if you say it's not Drake May and I say Drake May and you go, oh, Drake May.
Jaden Daniels of LSU, because LSU's got a chance to win.
That's very good guess. Very good guess. Tied with this quarterback.
Oh.
Yes, Mark.
Michael Penix Jr.?
No.
That's a pretty good guess, though.
Yeah, it is. I like him. Once again, surprise. I'm surprised that this guy is second on the list.
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix is down the list. Good guess, though. I like that. If you said Quinn Ewers at Texas, you would be right. Ooh. Quinn Ewers. He went from, okay, leave high school early, go to Ohio State, get some NIL money, and then transfer to Texas. Texas then goes out and gets Arch Manning. And Quinn Ewers, probably going to be a first-round draft pick. And he's second best odds to win the Heisman. Jordan Travis from Florida State is next on the list. Cade Klubnik, Clemson quarterback. Then it's Drake May, and then Bo Nix. Yes, Paul?
I got Alabama host Texas. Quinn Ewers can be the September Heisman winner. September VP at Alabama September 9th. If he could take down Alabama on national TV, he goes into the holding pattern where it's his.
Okay. We have crowned a lot of September VPs before. They never go on to win the Heisman. Remember Geno Smith was a couple of months, I think. So much so that we thought he's going to be the number one overall pick. He didn't even get that. Day two. Hi, Geno. Cadillac in Arkansas. Hey, Cad.
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Just want to keep with the Fritzy theme. I'm skeptical that he's going to make a skeptical of himself, so I hope everything works out for him Friday night.
Okay, all right. Cadillac is sort of there with you, Todd. I am nervous, though. I am nervous for you. I truly am. I am going to be a mess on the side of the stage when you walk out there. Just am. I have confidence in you, but I'm going to be a little nervous. I think they're calling for rain on Friday night.
Oh, no. Yeah. hoping or calling?
No. They're calling. I'm not hoping.
Monsoon of rain.
Yes, Paul.
Todd, if it makes you any more relaxed, I have no concern about you on Friday night.
I think it's a good thing.
It's a nervous. Yeah, I'm. There's energy there, but I'm nervous for you. Yes,
it's Mark. An indoor show, though, right?
It's covered, but it's a amphitheater of sorts.
It's covered-ish. It's an old baseball park, and it's got these kind of tent-looking things. If there's a monsoon, people are getting wet. If there's a hard rain. But it is not inside in any way. It's partially covered like a like a pavilion.
Oh, I thought it was at that arena that's there.
No, he's not. No, where Sandler did his stand-up.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that's where it was.
No, Todd's outside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to fill that building.
Yes, Mark.
Are we doing family dinner before that?
I don't know how many people I can get into the venue.
Even the people that aren't going?
Yes. Yeah. But if we're going to go eat when, you know, we would eat together, I would imagine.
Friday night, chance of rain, 60% as of now.
Okay.
Maybe I'll sing Umbrella. Should I sing like rain-related stuff? Raindrops keep falling on my head. Here comes the rain again. Maybe I'll just mix it up.
A little medley. Rain medley.
Red rain, red rain. I don't know. Just throwing it
out. I think you do purple rain.
Singing in the rain. Purple rain.
Doug in Syracuse. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a comment for Todd and a question for Marv. Todd, keep it simple. There's a lot of people this might be their first show ever. And my question for Marv, that football catch you made, was it one-handed?
Oh, wow. Doug wants to know about your high school career.
It sure wasn't. No. There was no way I was catching it with one hand.
Was it one? Thank you, Doug. The fact that Doug called in just to hear your one great catch in high school.
Because he had a hand joke.
Couldn't have been one-handed, right?
No way.
No.
Not possible.
No.
Talent was also an issue with the one-handed thing.
It's all right. You're not DeAndre Hopkins. You're not Odell Beckham Jr. III.
Nope, Marvin Prince I.
Yeah. Who plays football the way you did in high school? Is there somebody in the NFL where you go, yeah, you know, kind of patterned my game after that guy?
Jay Novacek.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like no one else is? No Alvin Harper, no Michael. Okay, here's Jay.
Jay Novacek.
Yep.
Okay.
Just open out of nowhere.
Yeah. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. J.J. Watt will join us in the final hour of the program. Update the poll results if you can, Seton, from hour two.
You know, I was going to put up a DeMar Hamlin poll question, but then I thought, that might be a little insensitive. So if we go back to hour one, worst month of the year, February is still dominating. Why are people so down on February?
You have this Super Bowl, and it's cold.
Valentine's Day, though? No? That's special.
That's costly.
Yeah.
It is pricey.
We might have just found the winner.
Yeah.
We might have just found the winner.
Argue against it.
Final hour on this program, at least for this Tuesday, on the way. Our lineup, Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly. Back with J.J. Watt after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play, you've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.